The Keys of the Gathering of Israel. When Moses appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery in the Kirkland Temple, he committed unto them the keys of the gathering of Israel from the four parts of the earth, and the leading of the 10 tribes from the land of the north. A gathering is a coming together. It's through these keys that missionary work is accomplished throughout the world. And it is by this power that the Jews and the 10 tribes will eventually return to their homeland. But I also believe that the same keys infuse all of Israel with the spirit of gathering. When the saints come together to worship on the Sabbath day, and when we gather in our homes for family home evening and family prayer, I see that as part of the gathering process. Years ago, when I served as a regional representative, I was assigned to work with several stakes in Salt Lake City. The presidency and the high council of one of those stakes invited me to join them in the Salt Lake Temple to participate in a special prayer for their stake members. The prayer meeting itself lasted only 15 or 20 minutes. But it took more than 4 hours for me to gather to that event, to travel to and from the temple, change into the proper clothing and so forth. It's my understanding that such meetings are no longer held in the temples, but it was a powerful teaching experience. 4 hours for a short prayer. It struck me that prayer is one of the most important things we can ever do. Sometimes I've been so busy at home that I haven't wanted to take time to gather my children for family prayer. But then I remembered that temple meeting, and I've realized we must do it. We must kneel together as a family, both morning and night, to give thanks to God and pray for His Spirit and blessings to attend us. We simply must not become so hurried and rushed that we neglect it. We should ask each family member if he or she has any special needs that ought to be addressed in the prayer. Otherwise, it has less meaning and may become almost a social ritual. No matter what, we must pay the price to gather for family prayer every day. Earnest prayer teaches us that the real leverage activity in life is to form a partnership with the living God. The Gospel of Abraham. Immediately after Moses delivered the keys of gathering in the Kirkland Temple, Elias appeared and committed the dispensation of the Gospel of Abraham, saying that in us and our seed, all generations after us should be blessed. We are not sure about the identity of this prophet, because Elias is used as both a name and a title, and in the Scriptures it refers to several people. But we know that he restored the authority and promises given to Abraham. Known as the father of the faithful, Abraham was promised by the Lord that all nations of the earth would be blessed through his seed. This birthright descended from Abraham through Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Ephraim. Most of the members of the church today are from Joseph and Ephraim. What is their role? It is to provide the moral and spiritual leadership that will transform the entire world. We can do this by the very way that we live, but it also requires that we bear witness to the truth and administer the ordinances of the priesthood. The Lord promised Abraham, "I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore." And he has extended the same promise to the faithful Latter-day Saints. He says, "This promise is yours also, because ye are of Abraham. Go ye therefore and do the works of Abraham. Enter ye into my law, and ye shall be saved." Thus, Elias' appearance in the Kirkland Temple has to do with perfecting the saints through the establishment of the eternal family structure.